State lawmakers are considering a package of bills that would ease penalties on concealed pistol license holders caught carrying in gun-free zones. This is the result of compromise, bipartisan cooperation. State Representative Beau LaFave is a Republican from Iron Mountain. He chairs the Military Veterans and Homeland Security Committee, which oversaw the bills. Representative, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So before we talk about what is in this set of bills and how penalties would be decreased, let's talk about how you did this. So the bills that were referred through the House Military Committee were worked on by members from both parties. So we're going to hear the result of bipartisan compromise?
Absolutely. I couldn't have done it without Vice Chairman Jones of the committee, as well as Representative Churkin, and of course the members on my side of the aisle to come together to do criminal justice reform that applies to concealed pistol license holders who accidentally cross into pistol-free zones. And this will severely limit the amount of prison time that they have to serve, as well as right-sizing the criminal justice system.
So the reshape bills spell out, first time a CPL holder is caught carrying in a gun-free zone, it's a civil infraction with a $275 fine. Second offense within 5 years means you would lose your CPL and would be a misdemeanor that could get you 90 days in jail. Third offense, a felony with 2 years in prison. Sound right?
That's right.
So how do these reshape bills differ from the original version? What was the penalty there?
The original version would have eliminated the second and third offenses and made them a $100 civil infraction every time, regardless of the number of times an individual went into a CPL zone, a pistol-free zone with a CPL. And I spoke to the members on the other side of the aisle and to try to find a way to move forward in a bipartisan manner. And the biggest thing for my side of the aisle and that the other side agreed to is that, you know, if somebody had a violation in 1970 and then has another one again in 2019, they probably shouldn't have to get a second or a third offense, and there should be some sort of look-back period and limit the amount of time you go back in time and look at previous offenses.
So that five-year reset was very key.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I don't want to, and I want to do this to more than just these bills, but looking at criminal justice and habitual offenders all together and try to use this as a starting point for other offenses as well. Because when you start habitualizing offenders, you're talking about adding 5 or sometimes 10 years to each offense that they committed. And if somebody, you know, might have committed a bad crime a decade ago, and then they do it again, you know, 20 years after they did it the first time, are they really a habitual offender? Should we use that one previous mistake and really get them on the second one? I think a period of time of look back of 5 or 10 years is reasonable.
And we should note all of those penalties proposed in this package are all lower than current penalties. But you did tell the news service Gongwer that no Republicans thrilled about regulating CPL holders. So why are these bills a win from your perspective?
Well, it's a win because, well, frankly, Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan Constitution says every person has the right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. So it is, in my opinion, concealed pistol and pistol-free zones are in and of themselves unconstitutional. But if we can limit their negative impact on law-abiding citizens, that's a win.
Gun-free zones certainly have drawn the ire of many pro-gun legislators over the years, as you've just indicated. Are there any efforts afoot to further alter restrictions on gun-free zones or what can be considered a gun-free zone?
Yeah, I have bills that were I believe it was the third bill that I introduced this session that would eliminate pistol-free zones for concealed pistol license holders. To get a concealed pistol license in Michigan, you need to go through a federal background check, fingerprints on file with the FBI, go through 8 hours of training and be a law-abiding citizen. So restricting them, I don't think, is helping public policy or public safety. So I introduced that bill earlier this year.
And where is that?
That is sitting before the House Judiciary Committee, where I am the vice chair.
All right. So, Representative, as we've seen over the years across the country, innocent people have died from gun violence while at school, in places of work and worship, at shopping malls, movie theaters. That list goes on. How do we, as a society, go about making everyone safer from gun violence?
Yeah, the best way to do that is to not prevent law-abiding citizens from carrying their weapon with them in pistol-free zones. 98% of mass shootings occur where the government or private entities have disarmed law-abiding citizens. And the folks that want to commit gun violence are cowards. And 9 times out of 10, as soon as a bullet flies towards their direction, usually from an officer, they immediately stop shooting people and commit suicide. These are cowards that go into pistol-free zones because they know the civilian population is unarmed and there's no one to shoot back at them. So the best way to stop children and law-abiding citizens from being murdered in these pistol-free zones is to get rid of them and allow trained law-abiding citizens to defend themselves everywhere in our state, which is what I believe the Constitution said we should do in the first place.
Representative, are you a CPL holder?
I am.
And why is that?
I think that it is important to protect the state. I think the women and men of law enforcement do a fantastic job. Unfortunately, there's just not enough of them, nor ever could there be, for them to be everywhere at, in every place in Michigan where something could happen at every minute of the day. So I want to be able to defend myself, my family, my colleagues, and the people that I work for, and the citizens of Michigan at large, from people who would do us harm.
So back to this package of bills we've been talking about that would ease the penalties for CPL holders caught carrying in gun-free zones. What's next for this package of bills?
This bill's moved to the House Judiciary Committee for concurrence, and then they'll move directly to the House floor for full consideration of the body.
GOP State Representative Bo LaFave, who chairs the Military Veterans and Homeland Security Committee. Representative, appreciate your time. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. It was an honor and a privilege.